Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, do older drivers have more crashes than younger ones? A common stereotype characterizes older adults as bad drivers, but statistics do not support this view. In many ways, older people are safer drivers. They're more likely to wear their seatbelts and less likely to speed, drink and drive, or engage in distractions like using mobile devices. Age-related declines, though varying widely across people, do affect driving ability. For example, reaction times slow and vision deteriorates. But most older drivers recognize and avoid situations in which their limitations could put themselves or others at greater risk. They drive less at night, in bad weather, and in heavy traffic. For these reasons, older drivers have fewer crashes per mile traveled than younger drivers, especially teens. However, beyond age 70, fatal crashes do become more common, though this trend stems more from older adults' greater frailty than their safety as drivers.
Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.